Next, we have a very dear and old friend of mine in the studio. Carolyn Shapiro is the new operations manager for Cafe Lena in Saratoga. They've just undergone a renovation and are, you know, thinking about new ways to expand their programming and what the vision is for America's oldest folk music venue. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Jonah. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So talk to me about what it is that you do at the cafe on a daily basis.
So I'm the house manager. So I, you know, do everything from seating and putting people in their seats and, you know, making sure the show goes smoothly and then, you know, dealing with all the money, paying musicians and just making sure that the show runs. I also do all of the marketing for Cafe Lena. So I'm all over the social media, making posters, hanging them around Saratoga, spreading the word, and also, you know, just helping out with booking and any acts that I know of that Sarah Craig, our executive director, would like, you know, I pass it on to her. So I'm pretty much like her partner in crime, and we're just trying to get through the day together.
What kind of cafe is Cafe Lena?
So it's primarily a folk venue. Historically, we were a coffee house, so we are known as the America's longest-running folk coffee house. You know, we started in 1960 with the folk music revival. All of the musicians that were coming out of Greenwich Village, you know, the first place that they went outside of the city was Cafe Lena. And, you know, back then we were just a coffee house where people played music. For instance, that was, you know, Bob Dylan's first gig outside of New York City when no one even knew who he was. So, you know, and we've been running since then, and now we're primarily a folk venue. You know, we have programming about 6 to 7 nights a week. You know, we have open mics, we have bluegrass jams, you know, acoustic blues nights, anything you can imagine, really. And we have about 4 nights of live music concerts Thursday through Sunday.
Awesome. And they've just had a renovation there.
Yep.
Correct?
Yeah, we just we reopened right before the new year. And so we've been in this new space for about 9-10 months now, and it was a $2 million renovation, and we're a nonprofit, and so all of the money was actually raised from the community, which is a really beautiful thing. People just coming out and donating, and new people who, you know, discovered the cafe, you know, helping to make the place last into the future, because, you know, before that, we were, you know, afraid we were going to fall through the floors. And what was so beautiful about the renovation is we were actually able to design the space as a music venue. You know, we were able to get the proper sound system, have proper acoustics, lights. You know, we have a really great video recording system now. So for, you know, all these, like, very young up-and-coming musicians, it's special because we're able to provide them a really wonderful place to play, you know, one of their first shows, and it's really cool.
Wonderful. And I think coming with that is also thinking about how to, like, modernize not only the venue itself, but the programming and the people who come through. And I remember a month or two back talking with you and Sarah about your desire to make it a more, like, friendly space for women and a more welcoming space for women. And you were taught, you had, I think, a women's open mic. And can you talk to me a little bit about your ideas about
yeah, that? Well, I mean, in general, the folk scene has always been something that's very male dominated. So we always like to get more female musicians, especially at our open mics. We like to showcase female musicians, whether it's like on our social media. And we're always looking for really interesting new acts. And like, for instance, you know, we had this woman, Kaya Cater. She came a few months ago. You know, she's just a banjo player and she was really, like, so incredible. And, you know, because most of the time it is like a lot of male bands. And I think it's really important for us to create a space where, you know, women can feel empowered because it's hard out there as a female musician. And I feel like it's really good for us to do that. And we're always really proud to create the space for them.
And the cafe, I think, like a lot of music venues, has a history as a political center.
Yeah, it is true. You know, we are a nonprofit now, so we are technically nonpartisan. But, you know, folk music is something that's always been, like, very revolutionary and, like, all about social change. And, you know, we're always trying to do special events for, you know, things like that. For instance, tonight, actually, at 7 o'clock, we have something for the Saratoga Peace Week, which it's a number of immigrants and refugees coming to the cafe to share their stories and their experiences and what it took for them to come to the country and, like, what brought them here and, you know, just their experiences in general. So we're going to be doing that before our weekly open mic, and we're very excited for it.
Well, yeah, that sounds incredible. Could you tell me a little bit about your own experience with the cafe? I know you've been playing banjo for a couple of years, and I think the cafe had something to do with that.
Yeah. So I play a very traditional style banjo, coming, you know, out of Appalachia, you know, claw hammer type of banjo, if anyone knows. And, you know, I just started coming to the cafe to play open mics, you know, and I started volunteering there just because, you know, our friend who ran the kitchen really needed some help. And, you know, it was the first place that I actually felt comfortable as a musician, because, like, the Cafe Lena open mic is different from other ones because, number one, we are no alcohol, which is really great because it makes it very safe space for children. So, you know, we have people of all ages. You know, we have, like, eight-year-olds. We have, you know, people in their 90s. So for me, it was good to be able to, like, just get comfortable on the stage. And also just the, you know, so many different types of people come, and we're always very honored that people feel safe expressing themselves at our cafe.
Yeah. I know I've been there to the open mic plenty of times, and it does always feel... it's just the least intimidating open mic I've ever played in. Yeah.
So you talked about the, you know, what you guys are doing for Peace Week. What other types of events do you guys have that are a little bit different than, you know, your traditional what you do week to week?
Yeah. So something we're trying to actually, like, incorporate different types of open mics. You know, like, whether it's, like, different types of, you know, themes. So, for instance, during Pride Month, we had a Pride open mic, which was just such an incredible success. We had over 100 people come, which, like, you know, we were a very small venue. We only have, like, 100 seats, and, you know, like, 125 people came, and some of the most incredible musicians I've seen, and it was really cool. And that's something we actually want to continue doing, whether it's, like, a monthly Pride open mic, just to, you know, give people a chance and, like, the space to express themselves solely for those purposes. So yeah, we do things like that. Over the summer, we partnered with a SPAC in Saratoga, and we were doing some really great free outdoor concert series where we got, like, just so many different interesting, you know, types of musicians. You know, we had, like, a dance themed day, which was, you know, we had a local jam band by the name of Let's Be Leonard. We had a really cool hip hop group called Soul Inscribed. We also had a bluegrass show, you know, which we just had all different types of bluegrass. And then the first one was just kind of traditional folk. So that was a great success. That was our first summer doing that. And I think we're also looking into, you know, continuing to do these free events, just so, like, anybody can come.
You talked about how, like, now you're a nonprofit. Does that mean at one point you weren't?
Mm-hmm.
So what was, like, that like transitioning into being a nonprofit?
So that happened many years ago. So Lena Spencer, the woman who started Cafe Lena, she passed away in 1989, and she never wanted to be a nonprofit. But, you know, once she passed away, she was the only person running the place. So, you know, the cafe kind of went into disarray, and the community came together, which was really beautiful. And they said, we're going to make this a nonprofit, and we're going to, like, keep working to keep this place going. So that happened in 1989, and, you know, we've been going ever since. And Sarah Craig was the one that took over a few years later, and she's, you know, been running the show ever since. And it's good, you know. For instance, it helped us buy our building, you know, being a nonprofit. Pete Seeger actually helped write a grant to New York State, which helped us buy our property, I think back in 1999. So we were able to have a little bit more stability and security, knowing that we can keep this place now and it can go on into the future.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible the amount of support that continues to come from folks who have played there in the past. People, you know, Anais Mitchell and Ani DeFranco and Utah Phillips, you had a big event about him. And I think, yeah, that community spirit kind of is infused in the space. And I think it has something to do with the fact that you house, like, traditional music.
Yeah.
Do you feel a relationship between, like, having that tradition and having that?
Yeah, very much so. And I think it's special because Cafe Lena is a place where traditional music lives on. And that's something I see all the time as someone that plays traditional music, seeing people that, you know, have made their life about playing traditional music, playing these songs that have been passed on for so long. You know, and we've done, like, you know, different workshops, banjo workshops, mandolin workshops, things like that, with, like, really wonderful, talented musicians coming in and showing people, you know, what they know. And it's very special.
Do you supply the instruments for those workshops?
Well, you know, I did be like for our banjo workshop this summer, you know, I threw banjos, so I was able to like bring them in and like, you know, but yeah, we actually were trying to like get some like donations from people that have instruments lying around their house. And we do have, you know, we have a few guitars in the cafe and stuff. So for people who come for open mic, we always have things for people to play. And we also have, you know, a piano. So we always try to help provide for people that don't necessarily have the instrument so they can still play what they want to play.
So how can people learn more about Cafe Lena and maybe even get involved?
So we have everything on our website. We're a completely volunteer run, minus myself and Sarah Craig, which is really, it's beautiful how people actually come and, you know, they're washing the dishes, they're taking the orders, they're making the food and the drinks. So yeah, if anyone wants to volunteer, you know, everything is on our website. You can either email myself or Sarah Craig. And my email is just, you know, carolyn@cafelina.org. Also, everything is on our Facebook. We're very much in social media, so people can find out what they need to find out. They can give us a call and we'll give them information, or they can just come on up and we'll, you know, have a place for them.
Yeah, and I can definitely vouch for volunteering at the cafe being a super rewarding and fun experience. And
I know Jonah's helped out in times of need when we really needed volunteers. Yeah. So.
And you go into the bathroom and you see people have written their stories on the walls for their like, you know, decades long relationship with the place. And it started out because they were, you know, 13 and they started volunteering. And, you know, I know people who like fell in love in the cafe and in the kitchen volunteering.
It's true. I've actually seen it happen before my own eyes. And it's really cool. A lot of friendships have started there, and a lot of, you know, just like musicians have started there and bands have started there. So it's kind of this place of magic.
It sounds very magical.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's definitely an oasis in the constantly changing landscape of Saratoga.
Yeah. Yeah, and even though we have gone through our own renovations and changes, you know, we had to so we could, you know, keep going into the future, but we have not really had any negative feedback. You know, people who have been coming to the cafe since 1960, you know, they come in and they're always just amazed. And they thank us because they think that we've done a good job, like, you know, maintaining the spirit of what it is. And, you know, even though we've got some new floors and fancy acoustic panels, you know, we're still the same Cafe Lena, and we're still, you know, doing what we can to keep folk music going in America.
And we appreciate it. Thank you so much for being here, Carolyn.
Yeah, thank you, guys.